This is Earth on the Air, an environmental news radio program with Janice Kane. This week's environmental news headlines. The federal government released statistics showing that the trend towards greater energy efficiency in the United States has leveled off since 1986. Energy efficiency is a comparison of energy used with the amount of goods and services produced. Analysts attribute this current leveling off to the low oil prices of the last 3 years, the resurgence of the steel and aluminum industry, and cutbacks in government energy programs. William K. Riley, the new head of the Environmental Protection Agency, publicly outlined his priorities for the new administration. The former president of the World Wildlife Fund listed enforcement of toxic waste cleanup as a high priority. Also heading his list were implementing pollution prevention measures, such as recycling, preventing wetlands loss, increasing automobile efficiency standards, and strengthening the Clean Air Act. Agriculture is one of our nature's most important industries. A growing population and economic hardships for many farmers have prompted them to use methods that squeeze the maximum amount of produce from limited amounts of land. For most farmers, the methods include pesticide use. Much of the produce you buy probably contains pesticide residue. The Food and Drug Administration has found residue on at least 43% of the most common varieties of fruit and vegetables. Some of the 2.6 billion pounds of pesticides that our country uses each year are not only permeating our produce, they are permeating our environment. A recent EPA study discovered 74 pesticides in the groundwater of 38 states. How dangerous is this problem, and what can we do about it? In this segment, we will discuss part of this complicated issue. Larry Eason, legislative liaison for the Washington Public Interest Research Group, remarks on the situation.
If you get somebody who happens to know their stuff, they might throw something out at you like, well, yes, there are pesticides in fruits and vegetables, but, you know, aren't those pesticides, most of those pesticide residues below the legal tolerance levels, the legal levels that are set by the government. And, you know, in fact, that's actually true. But the National Academy of Sciences estimates that only 90% of the pesticides on the market have inadequate health data. So how are we determining these tolerance levels is a question that comes to your mind.
The EPA, by order of the current Federal Insecticide, Fungicide, and Rodenticide Act, is currently working on re-registering the 600-plus active ingredients in use today. However, at pace, the task will not be completed until well into the next century. Meanwhile, the unregistered pesticides continue to be used. Even registered pesticides may cause health problems. The EPA's evaluations ignore factors such as increased risks to children and the cumulative synergistic effects of a particular pesticide ingredient when it is mixed with other ingredients on a routine basis, as they often are. Pesticides have also increased some of the problems they were designed to solve. As pesticide use has increased 12 times in the past 30 years, crop loss due to pests has doubled. The pesticide-resistant pest population has increased 64 times in the past 50 years. One solution is organic farming, which uses no chemical fertilizers or pesticides. Organic-based methods are often more labor-intensive than chemical methods, and organic farmers must raise the prices of their produce above those of conventional farmers to stay in business. There are tens of thousands of organic growers in this country, 63 certified in our state. To find organic certified produce, contact the Puget Consumers Co-op at 329-1545 or any reputable produce dealer. Another solution to the pesticide problem is integrated pest management, which requires growers to track pest populations, introduce natural enemies of pests, and rotate crops to utilize plant varieties that do not attract the same pests. Pesticides are used only as a last resort and under the most opportune conditions. However, unlike organic farming, integrated pest management farming does not have any strict guidelines regarding chemical use, and so the term integrated pest management can tell a consumer little about the amount of pesticides that may be present in the produce. A bill in the current state legislative session proposes to transfer regulatory authority from the Department of Agriculture to the Department of Ecology. For more information on this bill and others relating to pesticide safety, contact Washburg at 322-9064. for information on farming practices that minimize public and environmental health risks, contact the Washington State University Cooperative Extension Office in your area. In Seattle, the number is 786-5445. In future programs, we will discuss the economics of pesticides and the effects of pesticides on water quality. Earth on the Air is produced by volunteers who are concerned about the environment. If you have questions, suggestions, concerns, or would like to volunteer, please send a self-addressed stamped envelope to Earth on the Air in care of KCMU, Seattle, Washington, 98195.